In January 1958, Typhoon Ophelia devastated Jaluit Atoll in the Marshall Islands, tearing away more than 5% of the landmass. Almost 60 years later, Jaluit is bigger than it was before the storm hit. A paper by researchers from the University of Auckland, published in the February issue of the journal Geology, reinforces earlier studies that fly in the face of expectations. Overall, about 20% of coral reef islands are shrinking, 40% are holding their own, 40% are growing. In Jaluit, results are even more striking. Co-authors Murray Ford and Paul Kench used aerial photographs and satellite images to show that 73 of 87 islands got larger between 1976 and 2006. While storms wash away large amounts of sand, it turns out they also generate huge amounts of coral rubble that waves pulverize into new sand. As ocean coastlines erode, the lagoon side builds up. That's good news for lightly populated islands with few permanent structures, but most of the people of low-lying Pacific Island nations live on what are now urbanized islands, where roads, seawalls, electricity, and water systems and many buildings are fixed and vulnerable right now. In the long run, higher water temperatures will kill live corals, while increased ocean acidity slowly dissolves the reefs that give all these islands life. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.